This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic Republic of Congo reported Sunday that a woman had died of Ebola virus 3 months after the country declared the end of the previous outbreak. The woman's husband had contracted the disease and survived in the previous outbreak in 2020. Samples from the hospital in Butembo in the northeastern part of the country were being sent to the capital, Kinshasa, to determine whether the woman's illness is linked to the previous outbreak or whether it constitutes a new one. The World Health Organization declared the previous outbreak in the northwestern state of Equator over in November of last year after 55 people in the state died of the disease. More than 2,200 people died of Ebola virus in the region between 2018 and 2020. The WHO said Sunday it's not unusual for sporadic cases to occur following a major outbreak. 12 members of Somalia's security forces were killed and two others wounded on Sunday following a powerful roadside explosion. Officials said that the attack occurred some 28 kilometers west of the town of Dusamareb during a security operation that's about 500 kilometers north of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility. The attack marked the second confrontation between Al-Shabaab and the Somali government forces outside Dusamareb in the space of 3 days. On Friday, seven militants were killed by government forces after mortars were fired into the town as political leaders held a meeting on election management. The United States withdrew almost all of its troops from Somalia last month following an order from then-President Donald Trump. Despite the withdrawal, the U.S. military has continued conducting airstrikes against Al-Shabaab, but none since President Joe Biden came to power. VOA News. Military helicopters in northern Pakistan on Sunday resumed a search for three climbers, including two foreigners, missing in their attempt to conquer the world's second tallest peak, K2. It's known as the Savage Mountain. Organizers said climbers John Snorri from Iceland, Juan Pablo Moore from Chile, and Muhammad Ali Sadpara from Pakistan lost contact with base camp Friday during their ascent of the mountain, which peaks at 8,611 meters. A spokesman for the Alpine Club of Pakistan told VOA that the base camp stopped receiving signals from the climbers after they reached 8,000 meters. The search and rescue mission was launched Saturday. So far, it has not located the missing men. News of the missing climbers came on the same day a Bulgarian alpinist, Atanas Skatov, was confirmed to have died on K2. He reportedly fell from about 7,400 meters, and he's the second climber to die on K2 this year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday it will take years to get the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy back on track if Congress fails to enact President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package. She was rejecting Republican claims that it's too big. Yellen told CNN that with passage of the relief deal, the economy could return to what is considered full employment in the world's biggest economy by 2022. Forecasters hope to see a 4% jobless rate compared to the 6.3% rate this past January. The government reported Friday that the United States added only 49,000 jobs last month. Both chambers of Congress, each narrowly controlled by Biden's Democratic Party, voted last week for budget rules that, if necessary, would allow Democrats to push through the new spending on party-line votes in both the Senate and the House of Representatives without any support from Republican lawmakers. Biden told reporters Friday it's his preference that both Republicans and Democrats work together on the budget. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets across Myanmar for a second day Sunday to protest last week's military coup and call for the release of political leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Saturday during the protests, authorities cut off internet service, but that appeared to have been restored by Sunday. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday with the detention of Suu Kyi and other senior government officials. The military that seized power said its state of emergency, set to last 1 year, was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections that were overwhelmingly won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.